What is real estate investing success? Well, there's only one way to find out. I'm Antonio Holman, author, investor, and founder of United States Real Estate Investor. And on my show, Real Estate Investing Success, join me on my quest for financial freedom in real estate investing through conversations about the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the real estate investing industry with successful people in your city who have been there and done that, as to help you learn from those who have succeeded before you. If you're a beginner or even a seasoned professional, this is your opportunity to gain powerful insights and create more valuable relationships on your real estate investing journey. Subscribe and follow Real Estate Investing Success now on your favorite podcast app, or visit UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com.
Universe Media Network, 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 Network.
Good day. I'm Jonathan Smith with your United States Real Estate Investor News. In a groundbreaking development poised to reshape the real estate landscape, the National Association of Realtors, NAR, has reached a $418 million settlement, signaling the end of the long-standing 5-6% broker commission structure. This landmark agreement, stemming from allegations that broker fees stifled competition and inflated costs, is set to take effect in mid-July 2024, pending court approval. The NAR settlement emerges against a backdrop of legal challenges, arguing that the traditional commission model harms competition and leads to unnecessarily high costs for consumers. If ratified by a court, the adjustment to broker fees, anticipated to commence this summer, is expected to significantly impact the way homes are bought and sold across the United States. The settlement necessitates the abolishment of specific rules governing commissions, thus allowing buyers more latitude to negotiate fees with agents or opt to proceed without any. This adjustment could lower home purchasing costs, offering respite to individuals and families contending with the unaffordability of housing, exacerbated by inflation and escalating neighborhood prices. However, the consensus on the settlement's impact on home prices remains divided. Anthony LaMacchia, owner of LaMacchia Realty in Waltham, Massachusetts, emphasizes that home prices are dictated by supply and demand, not realtor commissions. Hence, any expectation of a direct correlation between the settlement and lower home prices might be misplaced. Home sellers stand to benefit from the newfound ability to negotiate commission rates more flexibly with agents. Conversely, potential buyers, particularly first-time purchasers, might face uncertainties regarding broker compensation, which could now be a direct responsibility rather than being included in the home sale price. For real estate investors, this paradigm shift opens up discussions about the cost efficiency of acquiring investment properties. Lower commissions could mean reduced seller costs, potentially affecting overall investment returns. Investors might also witness an uptick in market activity as the barrier to entry for sellers decreases. The real estate industry braces for a period of adjustment as brokers and agents navigate the complexities of the new commission structure. While some realtors view the changes as an opportunity to demonstrate value to clients, others anticipate challenges in standardizing how services are charged. For real estate investors, the settlement could herald a more competitive market with potentially lower acquisition costs. However, it also necessitates a thorough reevaluation of investment strategies, particularly in terms of factoring in brokerage fees and negotiating buyer-agent commissions. Investors should stay abreast of how the settlement influences seller willingness to list properties, possibly increasing inventory or affecting price negotiations. Additionally, the changing dynamics may encourage more creative financing and deal structuring to accommodate the new commission landscape. As the real estate industry stands on the cusp of a transformative era, the implications of the NAR settlement extend beyond immediate cost savings for buyers and sellers to potentially reshape market dynamics and investment strategies. While the full impact remains to be seen, this development undeniably marks a significant departure from the traditional real estate model, promising increased flexibility and possibly more equitable transactions. Investors and market participants must navigate this evolving landscape with an informed perspective, adapting strategies to leverage new opportunities in a changing real estate market. If you'd like to get started in real estate investing, download our free guide, 5-Step Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing, at UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com/free guide. That's UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com/free guide. For more news and other great real estate investing content, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. United States Real Estate Investor, helping you achieve real estate investing financial freedom through media, networking, and knowledge.
If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you work within the real estate investing industry. There's another good chance that you would like to increase the sales of your products or services.
Well, you're in the right place.
United States Real Estate Investor is a platform you need to place your brand directly in front of your target audience. With our focused, growing audience of real estate investing beginners, enthusiasts, and seasoned professionals, you can continually reach our captivated viewers and listeners with ease. To learn more or to get started today, just visit UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com/advertising. That's UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com/advertising. Get ready to increase your brand awareness and your bottom line. Attract clients with content.
Universe Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.